Yo, what's up, fierce fam? Riley Hart here, your daily dose of truth serum straight to the brain. Buckle up, because today we're diving into something real, something raw, something that's about time we all started taking seriously. Self-compassion. Ever feel like you're constantly being graded on a cosmic scale? Like every little slip-up is etched in stone and broadcasted across the internet for everyone to see? Yeah, me too. We're living in a world where hustle culture reigns supreme, where, perfectly curated, lives are shoved down our throats on Instagram, and where comparison is like a freaking Olympic sport. But guess what? That's a load of BS. First things first, self-compassion isn't about being a pushover. It's not about letting yourself off the hook for everything or becoming some kind of drama queen. It's about treating yourself with the same kindness and understanding you would offer to your bestie who just spilled their latte all over themselves on a bad day. We're talking about acknowledging that everyone messes up, that setbacks are part of the journey, and that it's okay to feel those messy emotions without judgment. Think about it like this. You wouldn't berate a friend for failing a test or screwing up a presentation, right? You'd offer support, encouragement, maybe even some words of wisdom. Why do we treat ourselves so differently? Seriously, that inner voice that keeps nitpicking every flaw and mistake? That's the voice you need to start silencing. Here are 5 things you can start doing right now to cultivate more self-compassion. 1. Practice mindful awareness. This means paying attention to your thoughts and feelings without judgment. You know, like when you catch yourself spiraling into a negative thought loop about that embarrassing moment from last week? Just stop and acknowledge it. It's happening, but it doesn't define you. 2. Challenge those negative self-talk scripts. Replace those mean girls whispering in your ear with some positive affirmations. Seriously, say things like, I am capable, I am worthy, I am enough. It might feel weird at first, but trust me, it gets easier. And hey, if Beyonce can do it, you can too. 3. Show yourself some damn love. We're talking about doing things that make you happy, whether it's taking a long bath, binge watching your fave show, or going for a walk in nature. You deserve to be treated with kindness and care, even when you're feeling like a hot mess express. 4. Practice gratitude. Take some time each day to appreciate the good things in your life, no matter how small. A good cup of coffee? A hilarious meme? A text from your bestie? Count them all. 5. Remember, you are not alone. Everyone struggles with self-compassion at times. It's a journey, not a destination. Be kind to yourself, keep practicing, and celebrate those small victories along the way. Ever had one of those days where everything just feels like it's going wrong? You know, the day you trip in front of your crush, spill coffee on your favorite shirt, and then get stuck in traffic for an eternity? Yeah, I've been there. And let me tell you, that inner critic can go full on saboteur mode. It's like having a tiny voice in your head whispering, you're such an idiot. You always mess everything up. But what if, instead of giving in to that negativity, we treated ourselves with a little bit of compassion? What if, after spilling our coffee, we said, well, shit happens, laughed it off, and ordered another latte? What if, after tripping, we acknowledged the awkwardness, gave ourselves a pep talk, and kept going? See, self-compassion isn't about ignoring your mistakes or pretending everything is perfect. It's about accepting them as part of being human, learning from them, and moving forward with grace and kindness towards yourself. So, remember, fierce fam. Be kind to yourselves. You deserve it. Treat yourselves like the badass queens you are. And hey, if you ever need a pep talk or someone to vent to, hit me up on DM. This is your space, your time, your journey. Now go out there and own it. Don't forget to smash that subscribe button, leave us a review, and share this episode with your squad. Let's spread some self-love and empower each other to be our best selves. Because let's face it, the world needs more fierce females who are unapologetically themselves. You got this.
This podcast was brought to life by AI to give you fresh affirmations daily. Support the positive flow by leaving a rating or review.